Seems over the past decade or so, people have been taking a greater and greater interest in their ancestry and genealogy. And we now have all sorts of scientific techniques to be able to go back and trace out one's origins and, I suppose, the story of one's family tree to a certain degree. I think the interest in this movement really has to do with trying to find out our origin, where we came from, perhaps also a part to see what kind of group of people we belong to. Who knows, maybe even a little fascination or hope that there might be some famous people in our lineage. And I suppose as well, perhaps some practical considerations even related to predispositions of certain health conditions. Well, in today's Liturgy of the Word, we really see kind of a similar discussion regarding the tracing back of one's origin, of one's lineage, and ultimately of what one's inheritance is going to be. See, in the Gospel of John, the group known as the Jews who are in discussion with Jesus today, they are claiming Abraham to be their father, and rightfully so. He was the father of many nations, as we heard. He was the one to whom God granted a covenant to found many nations out of. And so the Jews are claiming Abraham as their father to be able to claim his lineage, and also, of course, to be able to participate in this covenant to be a part of a great many nations. Well, Jesus comes along and does something rather fascinating. He doesn't claim Abraham to be his father in faith. Ultimately, Jesus traces his origin all the way back to God. And even more astonishing to the ears of his listeners, he actually makes the case to say, not only is he not a part of Abraham's lineage, directly speaking, but Abraham is really a part of the lineage of Jesus. And the implication here can only be one thing. And the Jews understood this very clearly in that moment, that Jesus ultimately is making the claim and stating that he is God, and that ultimately Abraham is a part of the covenant which came from God and passed on forward from there. See, what's really happening is Jesus is on his way to establishing a new everlasting covenant, which is going to reconcile us to God and enable us to live for all eternity in communion with God. But this covenant isn't going to be traced along bloodlines or human genealogy. It's going to be built upon faith. It's going to be built on keeping the Word of God. It's going to be built on discipleship, of following Jesus Christ, who is the one true Son of God, who reveals to us what it means to live as the adopted sons and daughters of God. My brothers and sisters, each of us are invited in a way to consider, where does my lineage come from? But beyond merely our human family origins, which of course are important and good, much more than that, we're called to trace our lineage back to Jesus and back to God himself, in order to say, what matters most to me in my personal history is this family of faith. It is the story of faith to be able to say, I came from and belong to the family of God. I take discipleship of Jesus as being the mode of behavior that is appropriate to this family, and I claim the inheritance that Jesus has won for us to live in eternal communion with the Most Holy Trinity. And so today, as we go forward, let us ask God for the grace that we would always make this act of faith and recognition that we came from God, that we are on a journey back to God, and that we would always strive to live our discipleship of Jesus Christ as a means to manifest and display that we truly do belong to God's family of love. Amen.